Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. My name is Anne, and welcome to our weekly program about music. Today, we'll discuss musical training, but from a very peculiar angle. Here's our expert, Diane Smith. Here you go, Diane.
Thank you, and hello to everyone. I'm so pleased to be here with you today.
I know your office has conducted some research on musical training and education. Could you please give more details on that?
Sure. Our idea was that musical training seems to improve communication skills. We found that developing musical skills involves the same process in the brain as learning how to speak. The scientists say that could help children with learning disabilities.
That's amazing! What is the mechanism which works behind it?
Actually, it's relatively simple. Neurobiologists have proved that musical training involves putting together different kinds of information. They say the process involves hearing music, looking at musical notes, touching an instrument, and watching other musicians. They also believe the process is not much different from learning how to speak. Both involve different senses, for instance.
So music and speech pass through the same structure of the nervous system.
Exactly. It's called the brainstem, which controls our ability to hear. Until recently, experts have thought the brainstem could not be developed or changed. But our team found that musical training can improve a person's brainstem activity. Our study was reported in the proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences last month.
Tell us more about your study. Did you ask people to participate in some sort of experiment?
Yes, we had to. The study involved individuals with different levels of musical ability. They were asked to wear an electrical device that measures brain activity. The individuals wore the electrode while they watched a video of someone speaking and a person playing a musical instrument, the cello.
Why cello?
That's because we think cellos have sound qualities similar to some of the sounds that are important with speech.
And you have come to the conclusion that there is a connection between musical training and other academic skills?
We found that the more years of training people had, the more sensitive they were to the sound and beat of the music. Those who were involved in musical activities were the same people in whom the improvement of sensory events was the strongest. So it definitely helps to learn native and foreign languages, math, various subjects, actually.
You said your discovery can help children with learning disabilities.
Oh, yes. The study shows the importance of musical training to children with learning disabilities. Using music to improve listening skills could mean such children hear sentences and understand facial expressions better.
I believe your discovery must be very widely used even as we speak.
One would think so, but alas, it isn't so easy in this country. We need more experiments, and we'll have to face more red tape before we can introduce it to a comprehensive school, for instance. We do have several special schools where the experiment is still being done, and its results are being taken into consideration.
Thank you very much, Diane.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. My name is Anne, and welcome to our weekly program about music. Today, we'll discuss musical training, but from a very peculiar angle. Here's our expert, Diane Smith. Here you go, Diane.
Thank you, and hello to everyone. I'm so pleased to be here with you today.
I know your office has conducted some research on musical training and education. Could you please give more details on that?
Sure. Our idea was that musical training seems to improve communication skills. We found that developing musical skills involves the same process in the brain as learning how to speak. The scientists say that could help children with learning disabilities.
That's amazing! What is the mechanism which works behind it?
Actually, it's relatively simple. Neurobiologists have proved that musical training involves putting together different kinds of information. They say the process involves hearing music, looking at musical notes, touching an instrument, and watching other musicians. They also believe the process is not much different from learning how to speak. Both involve different senses, for instance.
So music and speech pass through the same structure of the nervous system.
Exactly. It's called the brainstem, which controls our ability to hear. Until recently, experts have thought the brainstem could not be developed or changed. But our team found that musical training can improve a person's brainstem activity. Our study was reported in the proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences last month.
Tell us more about your study. Did you ask people to participate in some sort of experiment?
Yes, we had to. The study involved individuals with different levels of musical ability. They were asked to wear an electrical device that measures brain activity. The individuals wore the electrode while they watched a video of someone speaking and a person playing a musical instrument, the cello.
Why cello?
That's because we think cellos have sound qualities similar to some of the sounds that are important with speech.
And you have come to the conclusion that there is a connection between musical training and other academic skills?
We found that the more years of training people had, the more sensitive they were to the sound and beat of the music. Those who were involved in musical activities were the same people in whom the improvement of sensory events was the strongest. So it definitely helps to learn native and foreign languages, math, various subjects, actually.
You said your discovery can help children with learning disabilities.
Oh, yes. The study shows the importance of musical training to children with learning disabilities. Using music to improve listening skills could mean such children hear sentences and understand facial expressions better.
I believe your discovery must be very widely used even as we speak.
One would think so, but alas, it isn't so easy in this country. We need more experiments, and we'll have to face more red tape before we can introduce it to a comprehensive school, for instance. We do have several special schools where the experiment is still being done, and its results are being taken into consideration.
Thank you very much, Diane.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.